The government's bill to overhaul the planning system is due to go before TDs tonight. The proposed legislation runs to more than 900 pages, but one of its measures has drawn particular ire. That's the proposal to designate liquefied natural gas facilities as strategic infrastructure. Environmental group Friends of the Earth says this effectively means that gas imports can be fast-tracked. Last month, the High Court overturned a decision by An Bord Pleanála to deny permission for a liquid natural gas terminal in County Kerry. The Minister for the Environment, Eamon Ryan, supports the bill. I put to him one of the questions raised by its critics. If you're serious about tackling climate change, why give special designation to something that contributes to it?
There isn't any special designation. The amendment's going through in the Dáil as part of a very large planning bill is just to, it's a technical amendment and to make sure there isn't a contradiction in the law, but it doesn't signal any intent or to change government policy or to fast-track any gas infrastructure. It's purely technical in nature, and I don't think addresses the key issue, which is, can we advance our renewable and battery storage and interconnection systems so that we cut our use of gas so quickly that we don't need energy storage facility? That's the key question today, and I believe we can.
So when your critics say that what this does effectively is allow for the acceleration of Ireland's contribution to climate change, are they wrong?
Yes, and I mean, they've got their role and they can give their view, and that's very much listened to. We keep in regular contact. But I think they're reading something into an amendment that doesn't actually exist in reality. It is there for technical reasons, not for any change in policy.
But can you understand, though, why people might be confused when they consider the fact that it's not that long since one of your TDs, NASA Harrigan, published a bill aimed at banning LNG infrastructure?
It is complicated, and there's no two ways about that. And unfortunately, sometimes you have to live with complicated, and energy security is a complicated issue. But there's been broad agreement in the Iraq, as well as with a number of NGOs and others in the area, that we're not in favour of commercial LNG facilities being introduced, that we do have to look at the security issue around having a storage system, to be open to whatever the best way of doing that is. And part of the complications is that that continues to evolve, because actually the solar and renewable and interconnection and battery storage revolution is happening quicker than anyone expected. We have a whole ranks now of batteries which we can turn to. We have to look for longer durations battery storage to give us security. We've also seen interconnection dramatically change the Irish electricity market, even in the last year. And so sometimes those complications come because the technology changes, but it's not towards importation of gas, it's not towards expansion or use of gas, the exact opposite. We need to cut it dramatically for our security, for our pockets, as well as for the planet.
Given, though, what your own TDs have said in the past, and given what campaign groups are saying today, how confident can you be that your own TDs will back this measure?
I went to our own policy council at the weekend. The Green Party works in a very democratic way, and we agreed a motion there. Our Prime Minister is our parliamentary party at length, so we're quite united and clear in terms of what we need to do. I suppose my sense, the focus is now, particularly in the next coming weeks, we have a lot to deliver in government, particularly as government comes towards an end. You need to do that effectively. So I'm looking to go to Cabinet in the coming weeks with a whole swathe of different measures that keep delivering what we've been doing in the last 4 years, which is our energy security. I mean, there was a very interesting analysis published yesterday that our electricity system is far more secure now than it was 2 years ago because of the actions that we've taken. And that's my focus, is on delivering security and clean energy for the Irish people, which we've done to real success over the last 4 years.
But if the planning bill passes, that's another piece of legislation off the list. So doesn't that make an early election more likely?
No, because there's other stuff. I want to get a just transition commission to Cabinet in the coming weeks. And I want to get the planning application to Finglas. There are loads of other items that I'm keen to get through in the coming months. But the amendment, as I said, is technical in nature. It doesn't actually signify any real change in government policy. But the planning bill, we do need passed. But probably the biggest challenge to the decarbonisation, meeting our climate targets, is the length of time projects are in the legal system and in the planning system. And we have to shorten that. And the planning bill is vital to help that. So I'm very glad, hopefully tonight, it'll be passed and enacted as soon as we can get it enacted, the better, as far as I'm concerned.
Just one other thing, there's been another call today for the passenger cap at Dublin Airport to be lifted, this time from Emerald Airlines, which operates the Aer Lingus regional service. They say you can and you should intervene.
Well, they may have that opinion, but the legal opinion I have from my department, from the Attorney General, is you can't just throw out the planning conditions. You can't ignore the planning law. If we were to do that, that would really undermine everything in this country. So I listen with respect to those views, but it runs completely contrary to the legal advice I've received. And nothing that they've said has changed our view within government, within our department, within the Attorney General's office as to what's legally possible. So I'm afraid you can't break the law, even if you're a government minister. You have to stand up for the law. That actually protects all our people, because in the end, it's that right to protection from the law is what we all depend on.
And on the principle of the thing, both the Taoiseach and the Minister for Finance have expressed support for lifting of the passenger cap. Do you agree with them?
Yeah, aviation brings real benefits to our country. And Dublin has been incredibly successful. It's brought real benefit to the country, the success of Dublin Airport. So yes, we need success of the aviation sector. We also need Shannon and Cork and Knock, particularly. Those three regional airports have potential to grow and are growing quite significantly. We need to start investing in Cork, Galway, Waterford and Limerick at scale and at speed. That doesn't run counter to what Taoiseach and Donish are saying, but it is one aspect of this that you can't forget. Dublin Airport isn't the only airport in the country.
Environment and Transport Minister Eamon Ryan.